postponed to an appropriate time so he can mourn his father with the rest of the nation.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at Wat Tai, Silver Spring, Maryland.
And it shouldn't be a complicated choice, because it's a choice between somebody who is as qualified as anybody who has ever run for this office and somebody who has proven himself unfit to lead or represent this country that we love.
Again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. I'm going to introduce to you a new jazz vocal sensation. She may be the most important jazz vocalist to emerge in years. Her name, Cyril Amé. I predict that once you've heard the story and the music of Cyril Amé, French-born and now living in New York, and her fame is growing day by day every time she plays at another famous festival, club, or concert hall, and every new release that comes from her just solidifies her place as one of the major vocalists in jazz today. I think you'll really love getting to know her in a conversation I enjoyed recently at the Detroit Jazz Festival and, of course, hearing music from her career. So get ready for the story and the music of Cyril Amé. But right now, let's enjoy the work of two great trumpet players. You're going to hear a brand new work from Japanese-born trumpeter Takuya Kuroda. His new album is called Zigzagger. The title cut is coming up. But first, we wish a very happy 55th birthday to the legendary, now at such a young age, Wynton Marsalis. And it seems he should be older than 55, doesn't it? Because he's been around for so long. But the reason he's been around for so long is because his debut album, simply titled Wynton Marsalis, that came out in 1981, was released at the year that he turned 20, but was recorded when he was only 19. Let's hear one of the songs from Wynton Marsalis's debut album, which features on the saxophone his brother Branford Marsalis, on piano Herbie Hancock, on bass Ron Carter, and on drums the man who wrote this song, Tony Williams. It's called Sister Cheryl. It's Wynton Marsalis. Happy birthday to him as we begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. A Tale of Two Trumpeters, and telling the tale that jazz is certainly an international art form at this point in jazz history, and really always has been. And I say A Tale of Two Trumpeters with an international flavor because you just heard Japanese-born Takuya Kuroda and the title cut from his album Zigzagger. He's from Japan, but came to New York City to record this new album. And preceding that, born in New Orleans, but based in New York City for decades now, Wynton Marsalis, who went to Tokyo to record the song you heard that started this edition of Jazz America, Sister Cheryl, from his debut album, Wynton Marsalis. And speaking of international, born in France, now based in Brooklyn, let's get to know our special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, Cyril Amé. I'm always looking for the newest, brightest talents in modern jazz, and especially vocalists, those with a new vision that has one foot in the past and one stepping off into the future. Such an artist is the great French-born vocalist Cyril Amé, who I had a chance to sit down and talk to at the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival.
Cyril Amé is my guest here, and it is such a great pleasure to see you again, and looking forward to your performance at the Detroit Jazz Festival tonight. You've been here a couple of times before, yes?
Yeah, in Detroit I've been here many times. The festival is the second time.
Ah, Okay. I know you've answered these questions a million times. Thank you for answering them again, but not for my audience. So they're going to be intrigued with your story. It is a unique story of a unique individual with a unique musical talent. And I think that where we come from and who our parents are and where the atmosphere in which we first arise in the world is important. And I'd love for you to tell the people that story so that they can understand the beginnings of Cyril Ami and get the picture.
Yeah, so where do I start?
You start in France where you were born. Your father is French and your mother from Dominican Republic, and there is a very unique combination and place to be born in the first place.
Yeah, my dad went to Dominican Republic and he met my mom. And she was 18, and he married her 2 months after they met, and then took her to France, and then later on I was born there, and my mom, she's Dominican, so she listens to a lot of salsa and merengue and bachata music, and my father, he likes classical music, all kinds of music, but they both love to dance and to throw parties, so there was always music going on in the house, whether it was country music or flamenco music or French chanson or a lot of Michael Jackson, all kinds of music.
You answered a lot of questions, because when you're raised with not just one style of music, but everything is okay, it creates the way that you look at music as an individual, and that certainly seems to be the case with you, yes?
Yeah, I love all kinds of music. All kinds of music touch me. It's it's not about a style. Styles are only words, you know? It's only a label.
And from her latest release, Let's Get Lost, here's Cyril Ami singing the Stephen Sondheim composition Live Alone and Like It on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Live alone and like it, free as the birds in the trees. High above the briars, live alone and like it, doing whatever you please. When your heart desires, free to hang around or fly at any old time. No equivocation, most of all no guarantees. That can be your motto, free of obligation, only the murmuring breeze. As an obligato, live alone and like it. Why is that such a crime? Free to call the tune, free to say if I'm gonna work or play, you can have the moon. But you don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, what I like is gliding, where the wind takes me to, flying high and hiding up in a tree. Live alone and like it. That's the answer for me. But you don't have to have it night and day. Anyway, on your own with only you to concern yourself doesn't mean you're lonely. Just that you're free, live alone and like it. That's the answer for me.
Thank you.
I read somewhere where the esteemed pianist Hank Jones said that when he first heard a recording by Art Tatum, the pianist you just heard, he thought it was some sort of a trick that there were three pianists playing at the same time. That is the kind of talent that the late, great Art Tatum, who was born in 1909 on the 13th of October, possessed. That's his 1940 recording of the classic song Get Happy. How did you enjoy your first taste of the voice of Cyril Amé? We've actually given you some of her music in the past here on Jazz America. Well, I hope you enjoyed what you heard from her latest album, Let's Get Lost, and I've got more of her classic work coming up and more conversation with her, too. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And many people listen to the Jazz America program on my own personal website, Moja Radio, MOJARADIO.com, MojaRadio.com for modern jazz. And one of those folks wrote me this email. Dear Russ, the Moja Radio broadcast of Jazz America is really great. I'm loving it. David's son. Well, I wrote David back to say, I always like to know where the jazz lovers are. Where are you listening? And he wrote, Ni hao, I'm from China. We Chinese people welcome you to be our friends and join our traditional and modern life. Well, thank you, David Sun, for the invitation. And I want to let you know that Americans have been loving Chinese culture for a long time, including jazz musicians. As a matter of fact, Kenny Garrett, the esteemed saxophonist, recorded an album that was influenced by Chinese music and culture called Beyond the Wall. And from that, I want to dedicate this song to you and all Chinese listeners to Jazz America. The song is titled Guoka.
Thank you.
one of the most unique talents that jazz or music in general has ever known. The gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt with Stefan Grappelli and the Hot Club of France from 1936 doing the classic Limehouse Blues. We give you the best of jazz past and present here on Jazz America, and that certainly is some of the best of the past. Well, from the present comes our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, Cyrille Amé from France. And part of her story is that she was living in France in the town where the Django Reinhardt Festival would happen, and all those gypsy musicians would come and perform in celebration of their hero, Django Reinhardt. Well, she would slip away and go and soak up that atmosphere and perform with the gypsy players. It certainly did address a lot of what her music is all about, as well as some other influences. Let's learn from Cyrille Amé in the conversation I enjoyed with her at the Detroit Jazz Festival just a few weeks ago, how she decided to make jazz her life.
I want to understand when the moment of, I am going to make music my life, I'm going to get very serious about this, I'm going to put lots of energy and time and creativity into this portion of my life. I don't want to go read those books all the time and take those tests. I want to make music. When did that happen? And when it popped in your head, did you have any reservations, or it was, no, I'm doing it?
Yeah, it was more like, I didn't really think anything. I just started making music and got completely addicted to it and made more and more and more until today. I had become really good friends with one of the gypsies. His name was Lumpy. And he had given me a guitar, a beautiful red guitar, and he was teaching me to play the guitar, and in exchange, I was teaching him to read. And his big brother was the one who was the virtuoso guitarist. And one day, his big brother asked me to learn a song, the lyrics of a song, because it was in English, and it was called Sweet Sue.
Hmm.
So I learned it, and I remember it was raining, so we didn't all fit in a caravan, so we went into this bus that was stationed on the campsite, and the whole family was there, and we played Sweet Sue, and I sang Sweet Sue, and when I saw the smiles on everybody's face, and the connection that was so much more direct than when I was playing the guitar, looking at my fingers, I realized this is what I wanted to do forever.
Mm.
And then the gypsies called me Sweet Sue from that day on.
Oh, that is a magical moment when you had that connection with that audience and saw them happy and that transference of good energy between the two of you. What else do you need to know? This is what I'm going to do. Thank you for sharing that.
Love me or leave me, but let me be lonely. You won't believe it, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love. There's no love for nobody else. With somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love. There's no love for nobody else, nobody else. This suspense is killing me. I can't stand uncertainty. Tell me now, I need to know whether you want me to stay or to go.
From another of her most recent releases, Let's Get Lost. That is Cyril Amé with Love Me or Leave Me, the classic song. Here's some more music from another artist who's made his way to New York City to make it his base after originally being from Europe. Serbian-born guitarist Rali Micic, who, by the way, has a lovely wife, Alma Micic, who's a fantastic vocalist, too, that you've heard here on Jazz America. Here's Rali Micic from his latest release, Night Music, dedicated to Bella Bartok. The song is Hotel Insomnia on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
126 years ago, as of the 20th of October, Jelly Roll Morton, Dr. Jazz. More with Surreal Ame coming up next hour. Stay tuned.